Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 5th of February. Technology stocks seem to be in a bit of a dilemma. If artificial intelligence is as disruptive as some expect, technology companies themselves will be disrupted. If artificial intelligence is not as disruptive as expected, are technology stocks perhaps overvalued? Despite lurid headlines about a $1 trillion decline in value, the economic impact of this movement remains muted so far. The relative stability of other areas of the equity markets reflect the fact that the AI-related share price moves were not reflecting a bubble as such. There's none of the leverage and contagion associated with a bubble, and contagion that is normally associated when bubbles burst has not appeared. Wealth effects from equities are therefore less significant than is popularly supposed, and that is even more so when the issues are concentrated in a sector-specific way. So for now, the situation is something to monitor, but not perhaps economically important. We have two major central bank meetings today. It seems unfair to just dismiss the ECB, but it's probably best just to dismiss the ECB. Yesterday's benign euro area inflation print confirmed there's no imminent inflation threat, and the rate of inflation is sufficiently low as to support real disposable incomes and thus economic growth. There's little the ECB needs to say or do, and a period of masterful inactivity is advocated. The Bank of England is slightly different. Rates are expected to come down further this year, although this meeting is probably too early for another cut. No economists are expecting a cut today, at least. The last inflation print in the UK was distorted by measuring airfares a week later than was expected. Such are the weird ways in which timing can affect UK consumer price inflation readings. While not a substantial issue or a signal of meaningful inflation risks, the image of cutting rates today against that backdrop would probably not work very well. As distortions in inflation disappear, the inflation rate should come down over the course of this year, and the Bank of England will then have room to ease. For today, it's a signal of what will undoubtedly be a divided decision and the subsequent comments of Bank of England Governor Bailey that are going to matter. Germany is offering factory orders data for December. The pattern of revisions is a bit more evenly balanced for this particular data source, but if the numbers are revised weaker, the revisions tend to be minor, and if the numbers are revised stronger, the revisions tend to be big. There's been a skew to underestimating the strength of the German factory sector of late as well. The United States is offering job openings numbers, delayed a little by the recent government shutdown. The story for 2025 was a reluctance by US firms to hire new workers. Chief executives seem to have been reluctant to do anything, given the constant uncertainty surrounding government policy in the United States. But chief executives are not paid to do nothing indefinitely, and at some point US companies are just going to have to learn to adapt to the uncertain policy environment and incorporate that risk in an appropriate way. This should make job openings interesting data over the course of this year, and if the data was reliable, it would in fact be very interesting. Unfortunately, the quality of this data is very poor, so much so that it probably shouldn't be published at all. Geopolitics is creating media noise with a back and forth between the US and Iran. US President Trump's social media account contains some veiled threats, but talks between the US and Iran are scheduled for tomorrow. Despite the headlines, the reality is that this isn't really impacting the oil market in a way that has any particular economic relevance. A dollar or two up or down in the oil price is just noise by the time those energy costs have filtered down to the final consumer. That's all for today. Have a good day.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.